Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of March 2020. Supreme Court has directed the center to file a reply on steps taken regarding the plight of migrant workers and the lack of access to basic necessities amid the coronavirus lockdown. The court has set the next hearing on the 31st of March 2020. Madhya Pradesh High Court has deferred all orders relating to inter-district transfer of judicial officers in the state. The court has directed that the judicial transfers notified by it on 19th and the 20th of March 2020 will be kept in abeyance, and thus, judicial officers under transfer will not move until further orders. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Ahmedabad has held that the input tax credit cannot be denied merely on the ground that the invoice is bare handwritten serial number, clarifying that as per Rules 11 of the Central Excise Rules, 2002, it is clear that the invoice should bear serial numbers and it does not prescribe that the invoice should bear pre-printed serial numbers. Supreme Court has granted some relaxations to the 31st of March 2020 deadline for the sale and registration of BS4 vehicles. The court allowed the sale of 10% of unsold BS4 compliant vehicles for 10 days after the end of the 21 days countrywide lockdown. Supreme Court has directed the family of a deceased man, who was allegedly the woman's husband, to pay her a lump sum amount of 4 lakhs rupees by the end of the month as an ad hoc arrangement. Supreme Court has released a murder convict on interim bail to a murder convict from pancreatic cancer to allow him to undergo requisite medical treatment and procedures. Supreme Court has held that there is no need to file an application seeking permission to produce secondary evidence. Telangana High Court has issued a notification ordering that all the court's tribunals subordinate to it will remain closed with immediate effect until the 14th of April, 2020. The court has extended all interim orders passed by it and subordinate courts which were subsisting on the 20th of March, 2020 till the 7th of June, 2020. Bombay High Court has held that the time limit prescribed under Rule 117 of the Goods and Services Rules, 2017 for filing of Form TRAN-1 in order to claim input tax credit from the previous regime is not ultra vires to the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Tripura High Court on Friday extended the life of all the interim orders, orders granting bail, parole, etc., passed by it and all the courts subordinate to it, that were subsisting as of the 20th of March, 2020, up to the 30th of April, 2020. Delhi High Court has disposed of the plea seeking evacuation of students stranded in Kazakhstan due to the lockdown ordered in light of coronavirus. Gujarat High Court has extended the life of all interim orders passed by it and by the courts subordinate to it, that expired subsequent to the 19th of March, 2020 till the 15th of June, 2020. Delhi High Court has issued directions to the Railway Board to ask all zonal railways to suspend use of breath analyzer tests and biometric verification for protecting the staff members from the possible exposure to coronavirus. Calcutta High Court has constituted a monitoring committee to ensure access to justice for the residents and also to act on behalf of the court and report on the ground realities with regards to distribution of essential commodities and medicines to the people of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, in view of the COVID-19 pandemic. Bombay High Court has issued notice to the Goa government after taking cognizance of a letter written to the Chief Justice B.P. Dharmadhikari by law graduates stating that medical facilities in the state of Goa were not enough for combating the deadly coronavirus. Bombay High Court has passed directions to both the state government and the Union of India to grant approval to private laboratories for testing in order to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus pandemic. Kerala High Court has held that the imprisonment in default of payment of fine awarded on an accused in a case cannot be directed to run concurrently with imprisonment in default of payment of fine awarded on him in other cases. Punjab and Haryana High Court has upheld the decision taken by the administration of Chandigarh Union Territory on the 27th of March, 2020 to allow the opening of shops selling essential items from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. amid COVID-19 pandemic. Orissa High Court has instructed the state authorities to make appropriate arrangements for providing food and shelter to such people, in addition to ensuring their medical screening. Ministry of Health Affairs has clarified to states that the newspaper delivery chain is allowed under print media in the list of essential items permitted to function in the 21-day lockdown period. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India has stated that lockdown period will not be counted towards the timeline for any activity under the corporate insolvency resolution process. Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has asked for immediate steps to be taken to mitigate the situation faced by migrant workers, primarily in the unorganized sector. Governments have been urged to provide them with adequate food, shelter and other requisite support during the nationwide 21 days lockdown. Union Ministry of Labour and Employment has notified an amendment to the Employees Provident Fund, EPF, scheme 1952 to allow withdrawal of up to the amount of basic wages and earnest allowance for 3 months or up to 75% of the amount standing to members' credit in the EPF account, whichever is less, in the event of outbreak of epidemic or pandemic. Ministry of Home Affairs has clarified that the transportation of all goods without distinction of essential and non-essential are allowed during the lockdown period.